So Joshua took the whole land according to all that the Lord said unto Moses. And Joshua gave it for an inheritance unto Israel according to their divisions by their tribes. And the land rested from war. And these are the kings of the country which Joshua and the children of Israel smote on this side Jordan on the west, from Baal-gad in the valley of Lebanon, even unto the Mount Halak, that goeth up to Seir, which Joshua gave unto the tribes of Israel for a possession according to their divisions. And Joshua cast lots for them in Shiloh before the Lord. And there Joshua divided the land unto the children of Israel according to their divisions. And the princes of Issachar were with Deborah, even Issachar, and also Barak. He was set on foot into the valley. For the divisions of Reuben there were great thoughts of heart. Why abodest thou among the sheepfolds to hear the bleating of the flocks? For the divisions of Reuben there were great searchings of heart. Now these are the divisions of the sons of Aaron. The sons of Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar. Concerning the divisions of the porters. Of the Korhites was Meshillemiah, the son of Kori, of the sons of Asaph. Among these were the divisions of the porters, even among the chief men having wards one against another, to minister in the house of the Lord. These are the divisions of the porters among the sons of Kori, and among the sons of Merari. And stand in the holy place according to the divisions of the families of the fathers of your brethren the people, and after the division of the families of the Levites. And they removed the burnt offerings, that they might give according to the divisions of the families of the people, to offer unto the Lord, as it is written in the book of Moses. And so did they with the oxen. And they set the priests in their divisions, and the Levites in their courses, for the service of God, which is at Jerusalem, as it is written in the book of Moses. And of the Levites were divisions in Judah and in Benjamin. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. For ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? For first of all, when ye come together in the church, I hear that there be divisions among you, and I partly believe it.